Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Friday, April 20. Coming up, ground broken for new pharmacy at Linstead Hospital. HOPE program partnering with Ministry of Agriculture to get more young people into farming. And citizens urged to cooperate with security forces at checkpoints. The news in detail after the break.
The Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica's oil and gas exploration program, which started in 2014, is now at an advanced stage. Tullow Oil is currently conducting the first ever 3D seismic survey to identify potential oil and gas reservoirs. The survey will have minimal impact on the marine environment, as marine mammal observers will be on board the vessel and they have the authority to stop the survey if they believe there's any risk to marine life. For more information, visit the PCJ's website at pcj.com.
Now the news. More participants in the Housing, Opportunity, Production and Employment HOPE program are to be engaged in farming as part of efforts to make Jamaica less dependent on imports. National Coordinator for HOPE, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman, says this will be done through a partnership with the Ministry of Agriculture aimed at training participants in particular aspects of the industry.
Everything from actual farming and farming various products, fish farming, the fisheries departments and so on. So we're looking to have persons going to these various industries and eventually become persons who can develop themselves in there.
Lieutenant Colonel Rickman was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. He knows that the program has already been assisting persons from farming communities and those wanting to take up farming as a career. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Colonel Martin Rickman says work is underway to establish a dedicated monitoring and evaluation framework to track the success of the HOPE program. He says the framework is expected to be launched later this year.
I have already developed the essence of the proposal to do that. I have already approached one entity, one of our development partners, and we're currently in discussion about how it can work and whether they are able to support it.
Already, there has been some monitoring and evaluation exercises implemented through the Office of the Prime Minister in collaboration with the appointed liaison officers for the HOPE program in the various ministries. Residents of Linstead and surrounding communities in St. Catherine will soon benefit from a new pharmacy to be built on the compound of the Linstead Hospital. Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton, who broke ground for the facility on Thursday, says the new building should be completed in 8 months at a cost of $31 million.
We have to deliver value for money as it relates to the taxpayers. I will be back in 8 months, all other things being equal, to cut the ribbon to ensure that the new facility is up and running and serving the purpose for which it is intended.
With the old pharmacy receiving 30,000 visits last year, Dr. Tufton says the new building will provide more space for staff to deliver improved services. He adds that the government is making significant investments to improve the country's health infrastructure, as this is crucial to the delivery of quality health care. The government opened the expanded accident and emergency department at the Linstead Hospital in February this year, constructed at a cost of $144 million. And persons going in and out of areas under the state of public emergency are being urged to cooperate with members of the Joint Security Forces. States of public emergency have been declared in St. James and the St. Catherine North Police Division in response to rising crime levels. Head of Ground Forces for the Jamaica Defense Force, Colonel Daniel Price, says persons should travel with valid identification, such as driver's license, voter ID, or passport.
Remain calm. Proceed cautiously as you get to that point where you can be checked. Wind the windows down. If it is in low light conditions, turn the roof light on. And when I say wind the windows, not just your window, but all four windows, wind them down so we can at least do a cursory check in the vehicle. If it's at night, dim your lights or cut the lights once you get to where the person is.
Colonel Price was speaking in an interview with JIS News. The state of public emergency in St. James is scheduled to be lifted on May 2, while for the St. Catherine North Police Division, it is slated to be lifted on July 3. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.